The Director of Risk Management with Ham's Marketing Services is advising pork producers to focus on risk management strategies amid the market volatility being created by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
Up to about a week ago, the futures markets had rallied to some of the highest levels seen in years. Tyler Fulton, the Director of Risk Management with Ham's Marketing Services, says since then, the futures market has experienced a ton of uncertainty associated with all of the factors that come from Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
All commodity markets have really started to kind of question the fundamentals that they had been trading based off of. Russia and the Ukraine, while they don't have a direct influence on meat protein markets around the world, they do have a very significant impact on feed grain prices and feed grain supply. You know, we'd have to go back to 2010 when they were a significant player in terms of bringing pork or other meat products into that country. But since then, they've really built up their industry and have become much more self-sufficient in meat protein. So that's not really the factor that's making things uncertain. It's more on the feed grains and even energy and fertilizer markets. Germany, for example, imports a fair amount of feed grains from the Ukraine, from that region. And it would obviously have a pretty significant impact on their cost of production and therefore the size of the herd and the supply that comes out of Western Europe.
Fulton advises producers to keep an eye on global feed prices and what strategies they can use to mitigate the effects of that volatility and the inflationary trends we're seeing. He says predicting which way things will go with the current situation is a bit of a fool's game, but he notes there are tools to secure hog prices and feed costs, and he suggests making use of those tools. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.